My name is Mary Grace, and this is the Homebody Podcast. And here we're exploring the home as a body and body as a home. I host spiritually and artfully minded conversations on embodiment, on approaching life as practice, artistic collaboration, and experiment. We'll talk about healing, art, aesthetics, magic, the practices we can bring to hone our intuition and live our life fully awake with our power intact. My hope is to encourage and enliven you and to also cultivate awareness and freedom. We're here to develop wisdom and self-trust and to be dynamic agents of beauty. We're here to design and be more intentional with the creation of our life, and we are here to make room for inquiry, sensitivity, and joy. Thank you for listening. Hey everyone, recording this on Christmas morning, which felt kind of right. It's very quiet, except in my house where the dogs are, so I am in the car right now recording this just to keep it as undisturbed as possible, but the world feels very quiet, which feels really nice. I hope you all are giving yourself permission to lay low, if that's what feels right for you this year. We have an eclipse coming up, a solar eclipse new moon that's going to be at, technically it's tomorrow, which will be when this podcast comes out on Thursday at, I believe it's 12:13 in the morning. So it kind of makes to me today and tomorrow kind of a little bit of a portal, just a way of like, I love a new moon and just sowing new seeds and just being intentional about where you want to go from here and being intentional about where you are right now as well. I have a really short little sharing for you all today. It kind of came through really beautifully yesterday when I was sitting on my porch, and writing is always, not always, but there are ways that writing is kind of a function of channeling for me, and so that is what I'll be sharing today. So if it feels a little less conversational than I normally am, or a little bit of a different tone, that's why. Attention is your servant, and you are not its slave. When you're lying awake at night and you can't stop thinking about what you don't want to think about, that's your attention being your master, and it has not been given boundaries in which to flourish. It isn't just about setting your sights or orienting towards the future. It's also about maintaining the sights, and maintenance is where it gets tricky because we don't like maintenance. Maintenance is not glamorous or what makes a headline, but maintenance is what we do the most, and so how we maintain, what we maintain is very important. And so are we maintaining our mastery over attention, which guides our energy, which directs our creation, which is our effect? Our cultural contexts around maintenance are often negative. It's something that janitors do, or something that women do, something that we want to pay as little attention as possible to. And so I feel like in this coming year, how can we shift our consciousness to honor maintenance and the work of it? To ask the entities that we care for, how do you want to be cared for? The home, the body, the land, relationships, the self, the soul. The maintenance is the nurturing, which is the feminine, which has been assaulted for so long, which is why the earth is erupted in flames, and we must tend, preserve, maintain, sustain. We must feminize and queer our mindset and our values to reprioritize maintenance, which is the test of resilient kindness. If there is to be change, and change there must be, we cannot affect the world on any scale, in any sort of emergent, healing way, without entraining our gift of conscious feminine maintenance. Maintenance is also about priorities and getting clear on what those are. Because inevitably we are removing something in order to maintain the something else. For instance, if there's pests disturbing our garden, we build a fence to maintain the garden. If we have toxic distractions affecting our relationships, we must put up boundaries in order to maintain the relationships. If there is dirt or germs on the bathroom floor, then we must clean the bathroom floor with something or remove the dirt in order to maintain the bathroom floor. So maintenance assumes we know what is important to us. And I've been thinking lately about how long-term relationships, whatever their structure, they can be relationships with people, they can also be relationships with the land or with trees or with rocks or with yourself or with a consciousness. But how these long-term relationships, whatever their structure, whether they're open, closed, poly, mono, with other humans or not, these long-term relationships are a practice of our reserves and our endurance of kindness. And maintenance is about this resilience and endurance of kindness. And how that teaching is really present in the alchemical container of the relationship. In order for us to be able to show up differently in our more passing experiences. And so everything and everyone is left with flecks and illustrations of the possibility of kindness, being cared for, being maintained by the intention of practiced attention. It is not our job or responsibility to uphold traditions. It is our job to create and maintain practices that, by definition, undergo rhythmic and routine contemplation, scrutiny, and evolution. And so for this eclipse, for this portal, this happening, birth the unity of your vision inside yourself first. Clearly, intentionally maintain it throughout the year. And approach your life for the possibility that it is. Otherwise, we'll always and only be fooling around. And while fooling around may be necessary at times for exploration, it's not the same as fun or full, which I, for one, want to cultivate more of both of those words. Creation creates itself, and if we can learn to be skilled gardeners in our life, because I think what the world needs more of now are people who are willing to garden. So if this year has had a lot of transitions or endings for you, confusion or darkness, the season we are in is about sitting in that uncertainty and making peace with that darkness. It doesn't mean we have to like it, but it means we have to surrender to being in it, not knowing what's next. Prioritize and care. If we just maintain, if we prioritize, if we care, then creation itself will arise. So that's what came through to share with everyone. And of course, I feel very included in all of that. It's just as much for me as for anyone. A few things that kind of came up since things that I've been like reading and listening to that have popped up since then, which I thought was really beautiful. And I was like, oh, I'll include that in the episode. There is a documentary that we watched on Amazon last night about, it's called The Biggest Little Farm. And it's about these people who are really committed. They have 200 acres in California, about an hour north of LA, I believe. They're just really doing the difficult work of being committed to sustainable farming and regenerating the soil and, you know, to caring for the land and utilizing the land in a way that serves the ecosystem and is committed to biodiversity and just all of the miracles of self, literally the definition of self-care, how the earth knows how to care for itself if we can set it up properly and like garden it properly the way that it wants to. And it's kind of coming back to that principle of the things that we care for, the things that we maintain, taking the time to honor them in that practice and be like, how do you want to be cared for? How do you want to be cared for? And what does that mean about our relationship? And how can maintenance happen in a way that honors both and helps us both to thrive? The name of the documentary is called The Biggest Little Farm, and it's on Amazon, and it just gave me so much hope for the future and was really inspiring to me about the resilience of the land and just made me want to do my best and to step forth more into the care of it, what patch of it I have, and what patch of it is kind of in my care. So if that feels called, calling for you, then I would definitely encourage you to check it out. the other thing that kind of came up while I was stewing on this was that, you know, for this new moon and in general with new moons or with seasons in life, I think personally this kind of dark season of the wheel of the year is beautiful for planting. And winter is really about trust. And I don't know about you, but for me, when I feel a lack of trust about the process of growth and how growth is, you know, we don't have to, like women who are having babies, like they don't really have to do anything to grow the baby except kind of take care of their own bodies. It's not like they're consciously like, today we're growing your arm. You know, like this gestation process happens naturally. And so it's really just about planting and maintaining. And to me, that is about trust, that we don't have to keep planting and planting and planting over and over again, kind of communicating to the universe. Like, did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Because that keeps the conversation and it keeps the evolution kind of stuck in this one process. How can we plant and how can we move forward with trust, which is about the maintenance? And again, this message is also so much for me. Maintenance is not a strength of mine. I love to start things and I have a really hard time with that kind of resilience of maintaining a thing. Another thing that came up as I've been reading this book called The Earth Path by Starhawk, which all of you should read. It's so wonderful. But I was reading it this morning, actually, before recording, and I was like, oh, I should include this in... I should read a section of this in today's podcast because it felt so aligned. And I'll begin now. So this is Starhawk's The Earth Path. And they say, studying the language of nature can be a dangerous undertaking. For to become literate in nature's idiom, we must challenge our ordinary perceptions and change our consciousness. We must, to some extent, withdraw from many of the underlying assumptions and preoccupations of our culture. The first set of assumptions are those about the Earth and our role in it as humans. One view sees human beings as separate from and above nature. Nature exists as a resource bank that we are entitled to exploit for our own ends. She is of value only in how she can be used for our increased comfort, gain, or profit. This philosophy is held by many religions, but also by both capitalist and classical Marxists. It has resulted in unprecedented destruction of ecosystems and life support systems all over the planet, from the clear cutting of ancient forests to the building of unsafe nuclear reactors. But there is a counterpoint to this view, one often held by environmentalists and even some pagans, that is more subtly destructive. That's the view that human beings are somehow worse than nature, that we are a blight on the planet and she'd be better off without us. In the book Webs of Power, I wrote about this view. Now I admit that a case can be made for this view. Nevertheless, I think that in its own way, it is just as damaging as the worldview of the active despoilers. For if we believe that we are in essence bad for nature, we are profoundly separated from the natural world. We are also subtly relieved of responsibility for listening to the great conversation, for learning to observe and interact and play an active role in nature's healing. The humans as blight vision also is self-defeating in organizing around environmental issues. It's hard to get people enthused about a movement that even unconsciously envisions their extinction as good. As long as we see humans as separate from nature, whether we place ourselves above or below, we will inevitably create false dichotomies and set up human-nature oppositions in which everyone loses. A corrective view might arise from the understanding that we are not separate from nature, but in fact, our nature. And I'll finish the reading from there. But a lot of this idea of maintenance brings up to me this idea of gardening and how next week we'll have an episode by Michael J. Morris coming back on to share kind of a forecast and some of the themes for this coming year astrologically that I'm really excited about. And it seems like there is a lot of Earth energy and kind of this slower moving energy is what it seems like. And this idea of gardening, it's and being the best at it, not and how can we just really step into that role as really taking care of the earth, as taking care of ourselves, and how can we assume responsibility as nature is us and we are not separate, but how can we assume that responsibility of self-care and earth care are the same? Can we take care of the land that is around us? Can we get to know it like we would our own landscape, or the landscape of our relationships, or the landscape of our home? Because it is. How can we name it more? How we can observe it into love and just be more aware of what's going on so that we can tend it better and step into this role of maintenance with a capital M, with a lot of awareness and compassion and love and even enthusiasm, healing enthusiasm. So that'll be something that I'm really feeling called to this coming year, and just stepping into the rhythms of the earth as a way of caring for ourselves a little better by caring for the earth is a big priority, I think. I've also listened this morning to the East Forest and Ram Dass collab, which is just so beautiful. I hadn't listened to it in a long time, but Ram Dass passed away on the 22nd a few days ago, and I've just felt really, I want to say I feel really impacted by it, but that's not the right word. I feel him very close, and so many just lovely teachings that deeply impacted me in a very transitional spiritual moment. And that collaboration with East Forest has just been a really lovely way to hold that closeness and just sit in that in a really healing way. So I'll link that in the notes as well as with the book below if you're interested in those resources, if they provide any helpful tools for you. If you have any questions about anything that I said, things that need clarifying, please comment, please let me know, send me an email. I'm happy to have a back and forth conversation where it feels healing and productive. Thank you all so much for listening. It's just such a pleasure to, I love having this podcast. I love the conversations that we have and sharing it with all of you. It is, it means so much to me and I adore it. So whatever holiday you are or are not celebrating this week, totally great. Plant your seeds in this portal of the kind of midnight 12:13 eclipse, new moon happening, and then trust, and then maintain. And what does it feel like to step into that trust and let it seep into freedom inside your body, and then go from there? So sending you all best wishes and lots of love. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the conversation, please leave us a 5-star review, subscribe to the show, and consider sharing the episode. I would love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to tag me on Instagram or send me a DM. I would love to meet you and hear what you thought about the conversation. And we'll see you next week.